Cybersecurity and hacking are high-stakes issues these days as we spend more time and money online. Verizon released its 2014 Data Breach Investigations report today, and Michaela Wickham reports on why hackers break in and what kind of companies they target.
Verizon's 2014 Data Breach Investigations report shows us many things about how data breaches happen, but one thing you don't hear as much about are why hackers do what they do. Getting paid is a big motivation, but it's not always about the money.
Somebody who's a hobbyist and interested and wants to try their hand at it to see if they can abuse the system or break in and breach something, just as kind of fun and games, like someone who's just interested and finds it fascinating to see what they could potentially do.
That's Jim Zimmerman, a faculty member at USC's Viterbi School of Engineering. He says hackers have three different sets of skill levels and goals. He says there's a range from what are called gray hat hackers with politically motivated agendas to black hat hackers who want to damage companies just because they can.
Hollywood characteristic, a 30, 40-year-old living in the basement with all dark computer screens trying to cause damage just because they have a vendetta or just because they can.
When it comes to the final category, white hat hackers, Zimmerman says it takes one to know one. That's because these people have jobs in the information security industry and hack into companies similar to where they work. According to Zimmerman, companies with bigger brands to protect are more vulnerable. Verizon's report indicates companies in finance, retail, and manufacturing had the highest amount of security incidents, putting their data at risk. Suzanne Whittup, a senior analyst at Verizon, says point-of-sale breaches, where hackers take information from financial transactions, hit retail companies like Neiman Marcus and Michaels hard.
But if you look at our data, the point-of-sale breaches are actually, and have been for some time, trending downward. So while they're not going away, they're not happening more often.
Companies are changing the way they spend money on information security, and how effective these methods are is still unclear. One of the reasons why Verizon puts out the report each year.
It is based on cases that are actually investigated, forensic evidence that's collected, and it's basically used to uncover how sensitive data is stolen from organizations, who's doing it, why they're doing it, and what people can do to prevent it, most importantly.
50 organizations, public and private, contributed information to the study. The Verizon report found more than 60,000 confirmed security breaches in the past 10 years. Michaela Wickham, Annenberg Radio News.